Welcome to our blessing call on the 5th of May, 2013. And congratulations and celebrations to those in Mexico celebrating their Independence Day today. So we all rejoice with you. I think any place of independence, whether it's national or personal, is a great place to start celebrating our own independence from wrongful servitude and burdens of life. So we join in that celebration in heart, in spirit, and we, most of all, right now, we embrace our celebration that God is with us, that Yeshua is with us, that the Holy Spirit is with us. And we ask with all our heart that they come forth and fill our thoughts, our desires, and our responses even before the blessing begins, that we may be fully prepared in every part of our life and being for the coming of this loving, blessed moment. I have someone already on the call board, so I'm going to open you up. It's from area code 321, and you're live. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you, but you're breaking up.
Oh,
so,
no,
it's not. No, you must be on a cell phone or some other weak connection. We're getting a lot of buzzing. I'll tell you what, I'm going to mute your call. And you come back on if you got a better signal in just a little bit. I could see that you had muted your, that you had unmuted your phone because I could hear the breaking up, but you have, we really could not hear your voice. There's too much interruption in the signal. If there's someone else who would like to speak while we're getting a clearer signal on the other call, well, then I'll just continue welcoming everyone to the call today. Okay, we've got another attempt. Here we go. You're on.
Oh, thank you so much for having a call in. It's really awesome.
Great, and I can hear you perfectly now.
And, gee, I've been thinking some lately about the topic of friendship.
Uh-huh.
And I guess in relation to the zone of perfection, it's kind of like a way if you to be aware of that, maybe wire love to love, you know. It's kind of, I think that would be like pleasing to Heavenly Father to be able to sort of make that kind of connection. And then I think I'm pretty fortunate because there's people willing to, you know, teach me about the zone of perfection and, you know, it plays to my strengths of introspection. But I fall down a little bit as far as social skills go sometimes. And I think Heavenly Father saw fit to, you know, to have me develop faith and consciousness through compression. So I have no complaints to that end. But in my formative environment, there was a little bit of, you know, things like addiction and vituperation and abuse and that kind of stuff. So I didn't wire to the humans really, really well, you might be able to say. But for obvious reasons, I'd like to be able to develop friendliness intelligently. Would you mind talking about that? To, you know, friendship, friendliness?
Oh, sure. Well, friendship's a wonderful subject. And actually, friendship comes in many forms, as you probably noticed. Sometimes we have trouble, I think our most trouble with friendship, thinking it has to be one way or the other. And then when it doesn't look like that one way or the other, we think, well, maybe there's this just isn't it. So I would recommend everyone broaden their repertoire, or that is their areas of understanding and creation, different kinds of friends. For example, allies. We could have allies at work. We could have allies that we call upon when we need them. But not all the time do we want to have breakfast with our allies. We want to have breakfast with someone that we just don't have to dress up for, that we can just talk about trivial personal things, have a few laughs, share life together, be a little bit more on the intimate side of life, where you know, you just talk about your feelings. And then, you know, we have other friends. There are friends who inspire us, people that have brought something into our life that inspires us and leads us upward. And we may never meet those people. It could be somebody who's already gone. It could be a national hero like Martin Luther King, or it could be a celebrity who's just really gone beyond what would have been required of that person to be a celebrity, and they've done something actually special for the lot, for the world. It could be a leader. So sometimes friends come in the way of what I would call benevolent contributors to the world. And I think it's important to acknowledge the friends that we have that fit in that category. And then sometimes there's a friend that will show up just out of the blue. We didn't expect it, and they do or say something that makes all the difference in our life. We so appreciate it. Maybe we have a meal with them, or we send them, we express our gratitude in some way, and then we never see them again, which is amazing. And then, of course, we look back on our chums in school, you know, our buddies in elementary school and high school, and we graduated and went on, and in many cases never saw them again. And there's the old adage that war makes strange bedfellows, because sometimes when we're in very tough adversarial conditions, it doesn't have to be war. It could be a disaster, and first responders show up. And those are your best friends. And you become friends with those people. But it's a situational friend. Okay, so I think we should look at the how many kinds of friends we have. We can have friends in the animal world. For some people, their dog or their cat is their best friend. I know people whose best friend is a plant. And I know people whose best friend is a radio or TV consultant who actually has given them more in their life than anyone, because that person was not attempting any form of manipulation. They were just freely giving out information. Now, I consider Yeshua my friend in many ways, on many levels. I had the privilege for about 2 months of being chum buddies. You know, we would talk like friends do every day. I would bring my breakfast into the studio, and we watched Bonanza together one day. We were buddy type friends. Then it came to the point where that was over. Not permanently over, I'm sure, but that transition passed, and we went on to where he was an inspirational leader, an inspirational force in my life. At times he's come in and been a healing force in my life. And really, the greatest friend he's ever been to me is that he's brought to me a community of hundreds of thousands of friends. And so, you know, you can make the whole subject of friends as big and as broad as you want to. And I'll tell you, this is an Aquarian speaking. And the whole astrological sign of Aquarius is about friends. So when I talk about friends, I'm telling you the big picture. It's not just about your pair bonding best buddy or your neighbor. It's the whole enchilada. Even the universe can be your friend if you allow it to be. And that's the wonderful thing about friendship, is that you can look at the subject, if you look at it really broadly and vastly, And then you can see which part of the subject is most appropriate to be your friend now. And you build your friendship skills one by one as you become more able in appreciation of whatever part of life is wanting to befriend you.
I understand.
There are actually miracles that have happened in prisons by giving inmates a plant. Just a plant. Something they could befriend that would befriend them. It doesn't matter where your starting point is. Your whole world of friendship will expand.
So I'd like to do that. I'd like to be a benefit to others, a useful, practical way. You know, I mean practical, like the second part of the lambscape. Is there a specific sense you think that would be a boon to that end for me? I don't know if could you intuit one? Like, I don't know if it's love or compassion, kindness, something like that.
Oh, well, actually, as I'm teaching people in our course on the power of attraction, all sense attract. They all do. And a lot depends upon what you want to attract. That's the key. Now, one of the things, if you want to attract the highest wisdom possible, wear Christ sense. That attracts the presence of Christ in your life. But I like to wear Christ sense in ways that are more personal, like on my heart, on my throat, if I'm speaking. But then there are other scents, like in the attraction series that I've created, where if you want to attract, but you're not sure what you want to attract, there's one called urgent attraction. And it's absolutely lovely. And what it does is it mimics what the plants in nature do when they either desperately need rain or wind or some kind of symbiotic support. They activate this type of scent, and it generates more symbiosis. Symbiosis is unity among all the other plant and animal life that's part of the microculture, let's say, of a tree, and they all have their little microcultures. No plant lives alone. They're all supported either by the earth, by insects that depend upon them, birds, and so on. And there are certain scents they use to attract certain things. Urgent attraction is a great one to use if you just want to attract something good, but you're not sure what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hope that helped.
All right, thanks.
That was a great question and contribution, and I really appreciate the opportunity to respond to it. If anybody else wants to come online, we're free. And actually, this being the culmination of our Power of Attraction course, I suppose it would be a great time in our blessing to talk about the subject of attraction. We all attract. I made the comment to someone who was being a little bit sarcastic one day, and he said, well, I think the only thing I attract is flies and trouble. And of course I laughed because he was trying to make a joke, even though he was being a bit sarcastic. And I said, well, you know, that may be true. But what's also true is that you're always attracting something. Wouldn't you like to attract the things you want? Wouldn't you like to attract opportunities that allow you to give or receive love or creativity or something that benefits your life better? And he said, well, sure, who wouldn't? And I said, well, maybe the first thing you need to attract is more of the Holy Spirit. Maybe it isn't material things you need to attract. Maybe you need to attract more of the spirit that brings you serenity. And he said, well, how do I do that? And my first response was, how much sleep are you getting at night? Are you sleep deprived in any way? He said, oh, I have a terrible time sleeping. I'm not sleeping anywhere near enough. And so I really knew that part of his sarcasm and his negative attraction was coming from the fact that he had a lot of needs that were not being supplied and that he was not addressing. And so I think it's very important that we really be vulnerable enough, and I'm going to emphasize that again, vulnerable enough to admit that we self-important humans who are supposed to be all-sufficient unto ourselves actually have needs, and that we actually can't do anything alone. This is one of the things we learn from the world of nature. We could look at an oak tree, and my goodness, it's a metropolitan center, not only of birds flying in and out, insects living under its bark, the grubs feeding on its roots, what it does for the earth, what the earth does for it. It's a factory. It's a living major DNA factory. And we forget that about ourselves. And we forget about our symbiotic connection to everything around us. And so I said to this gentleman, all right, take a look at your life. What is keeping you from sleeping? I said, I think you really need some time to sleep. And he said, I can't quiet my mind. So I gave him some recommendations on meditation. And then I said, well, what's most troubling your mind? Well, I've got this, that, and this other problem. Okay, take a look at those problems. Go out and solve them. Get them done. Don't let them keep plaguing you. Whatever you do, don't let them plague you. Then clear your mind. Meditate. Do you have distractions in your room when you sleep? Well, yeah, I do. Okay, get rid of the distractions. Take care of this issue. Sleep. Meditate. Get off of your problems and be prepared to receive higher guidance from the Holy Spirit. That is how greater wisdom comes into your life. That's how you start attracting more of what you want. And of course, this is what we're helping everyone do with our blessing calls. You don't have to understand with your mind everything that's happening in the blessing calls. But since your mind is a very inquisitive and controlling part of your being, we say enough to satisfy it and let it say, oh, okay, well, all right, do what you need to do, and then I'll get back in charge, which is exactly what it tries to do. But the more you receive from a higher power of attraction, the more your mind shapes up into what I would call a middle-ranking officer. It's not a slave. It's important. Your mind is critical to your survival. It needs to be well-informed and appreciated. But it's not the highest commander in your life. It couldn't be, because it will always continue to invent problems. It's kind of like this highway company that the city of Sedona commissioned a few years ago to improve, and I say quote-unquote improve, the highway moving through Sedona. Some things look better, but the flow of traffic's no better. But anyway, it went on a year longer, and there were so many make-work projects. It's as if the highway company that was hired took over and created problems to solve problems, to make work for itself, to perpetuate the program. Finally, people who were tired of the expenditures and had more authority stepped in and said, okay, we've done enough. That's it. wrap it up. Well, you see, our life would be like that highway work company, always making work, finding more problems to solve, and consuming our life energy. Do you know that the highest consumer of caloric, available caloric energy in your body is your brain? And I don't mean by a little margin. I mean by a huge percentage. You have to put your brain to sleep at night in order to have enough energy to heal your body. Now, considering what the price tag of that brain is, I would say we doggone well better make sure that it's doing appropriate work under a higher guidance to use that energy wisely and effectively. Okay? So we're talking about middle management here. We're not talking about higher management. And you've got to get that middle management in its appropriate place so that the part of you from the soul to the heart and even into the etheric mind of your body, which is higher than your cerebral mind. All of them are giving the appropriate information for attraction and receivership. So, I think I got a little astray there, but really still to the point of it's important what we attract. And your mind only has to know enough to satisfy middle management. It doesn't really have to know the rest. The important thing is we surrender to higher power that fills us, provides for us, heals us, and gives us a greater orientation to life. So now we have another caller on area code 336, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
This is Randy from North Carolina.
Well, hi, Randy. And listen, let me say, I have not been ignoring your letter. It's just kind of in the queue right now with
okay.
other things that had to be done first. I so appreciate your thoughtfulness about where we could do another blessing seminar.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to talk to you about it. It's a magnificent place. So.
Awesome.
That's what I wanted to speak to you about. I don't know if you got my message or not.
I did get it, and I will be calling you, Randy. I promise, promise, promise.
All right. Thank you.
Well, let's see. Thanks, Randy. And Chris, I see you're on the call. So, Chris Dunn, welcome.
Hi, Glenda. Some of the things you were saying stimulated kind of a question and a thought. And something I was discussing with Cecilia not too long ago, another blessing giver. And it's almost like what you're saying is as we remove our agendas and we remove our kind of like our identities, we actually maybe uncover attractor fields that might be closer to the sacred heart, that may be more in line with universal will or the Holy Spirit. And, and it seems like as I've been like really letting some of my beliefs go, I guess. You mentioned vulnerability. I've become naturally more vulnerable, and I don't seem to have agendas so much anymore. And like when I take vacations now, I don't go to some exotic place. I go visit other blessing givers. And let me tell you, when two or more blessing givers get together, magic really happens. But
You bet it does.
It's amazing.
Just remember what it was like in the seminar with 100 together.
Oh, I know. It was just incredible.
Yeah.
But just as far as my relationship with people has been just more open and in the moment instead of with a goal or a purpose behind it, but just a sharing.
You know, that is the way Christ was. I don't think he ever had an agenda. Well, he had a big agenda, But on a day-to-day basis, he would stop and talk with whoever needed him.
Wow.
And then within that moment he paused to talk, some of the great wisdom of the universe was revealed. He might reveal great wisdom to the woman at the well. And women weren't even supposed to be spoken to by men, not of their family. But he sat down. He said, I'll give you water that doesn't leave you thirsty. Who knows what else came from that conversation? Probably a lot. But he would stop and speak with anyone. I think he went through life knowing that God's agenda is what brings us to our highest wisdom. Mm-hmm. Now, have you noticed that the more our world, our whole world, is run by what I would call middle management, the more complicated it's become?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Our higher management really isn't higher management. It's just middle management deciding on whose ego will be pushed up to the top floor.
Yeah, no, I've definitely noticed that. And it does seem that the more that I release that desire, the more opportunity actually comes to me.
Absolutely.
It's almost a paradox that the more you let go, the more that's available.
Absolutely. It is. It is a paradox and so true. Well, thanks for doing all the good work you're doing, Chris. We're at 127 with a couple more callers, so I'm going to bring Margaret on the call. You're on, Margaret.
Hello?
Hi, we can hear you.
Oh, hi, Glenda. This is Marguerite Calloway. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to tell you I just got back from South Africa and several other countries, and I spent most of April there and have gone to the seminar in November, and just want to reiterate what Chris had to say is when two or more get together. And so I made a real commitment every country where I was and everywhere I was teaching to do the blessing and to just be open and to see the innocence of who you are. And the wonderful thing about doing the blessing is when you acknowledge that the divinity exists in the other person, it just opens a heart. And it was a challenging trip, but it was easy in so many other ways. And I could just tell it was largely because of my own heart and growth and use of the blessing to kind of set the field of openness before I began my work. So I just want to thank you again and just know that you're a gift and a treasure, and the work you're doing is so critically important and that we're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marguerite. Oh, my gosh, you're doing tremendous work. And the way you're doing it is an inspiration, because what you're discovering and conveying to others is that when you let go of your own agendas, let's say your own middle management, okay, and you just surrender to the vulnerability of who you are, other people do the same thing. And then you can elevate them as well as yourself to a much higher level.
Well, I can tell you it takes practice, but over the years it's gotten easier and easier to be that vulnerable, honest, authentic self. So thank you again, and thank you for your classes.
You're welcome, and we'll be having more of them. I have actually been asked by a number of people why I did not project a blessing seminar for this spring or summer, and that is essentially because I'm recovering from some health challenges, and I'm doing well. I want all of you to know I'm doing very well. I've got excellent doctors, and I've got Yeshua by my side. It's just that heart traumas, whether they're emotional, which mine was not, or spiritual, which mine was not, or physical, which mine was, heart traumas are a long recovery process. And they're a long step process where one step builds another, builds another, builds another. And given the kind of work we do in our blessing seminars, I have to know I'm 100%. When I get up there in front of 100 people being the presence and voice of Yeshua, I've got to be 100% in that area. So I'm pretty close. Probably, I would say, more like 90% right now. Close enough that we're going to begin talking about where the next one should be. And we're seriously considering that it be somewhere other than Sedona. So think about your own dedication, interest, motivation, and aspiration to be part of this. And if anyone wants to send me recommendations, just like Randy has, I will get back with you. Okay? So that being said, I'm going to take the last call, and it needs to be a quick one, and then we move into our blessing. Area code 727.
Well, hello, Glenda. It's Eve.
Hi.
How are you, my dear?
Doing fine, thank you.
Good. Well, I had to share with you in the class when you said attractor fields and you mentioned plants and animals, I had to chuckle because driving home last week, of course, I rescued some kittens.
Uh-huh.
Seems like I'm the only person who notices these animals, but I was able to rescue two kittens from a drainage pipe.
Aww.
And so now they're on my patio playing, and they're in the sun, and they're having a great time. So I just wanted to share that with you. And then I wanted to ask you, what's the best way to reach you about the Doctor in Divinity program?
Well, you're already enrolled.
Okay, but what's the best way to reach you?
I've been enrolled for a long time, and we've had our interview.
Okay.
And Just email me.
Okay.
And let me know what your concerns are. Okay?
All right, yes.
But we don't take that up on this call. That's a
right.
Totally different subject.
Right. And then my last point was about the location. I'm wondering if Randy's recommending North Carolina. So that's all I had to say.
Randy is recommending North Carolina.
Okay, that's all I had to say.
And actually, we have... I'm very much considering it, but probably not for this year.
Okay.
Which is why I have to get a few little ducks in a row before I talk to Randy, because I know he's very enthusiastic, and I think it could be a wonderful place for 2014.
Wonderful.
2013 has to be a little more strategically involved with some other mandatory situations that we have to address here, such as moving.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we don't need to address that on our blessing call right now. But
okay.
I did want to say about the little kittens. They attracted you.
Oh, honey. It just never ends.
You are so sensitive to the attractor fields of animals, of the animal kingdom,
mm-hmm.
that you're really just ministering within those attractor fields.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because since I've moved up here, I've rescued over 15 cats and have had them spayed and neutered. So I guess that's what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
I guess so, my dear. Well, we thank you for just saying hi and letting
yes.
me know what you're doing, and we'll get on with our blessing today.
Thank you very much.
And now, in the spirit of reverence, and we call for the presence of Yeshua into our heart, and we meet him in our heart by relaxing our attention from our mind. We allow it to go have a vacation on the park bench and amuse itself with whatever it wishes. If thoughts from the mind drift through us, we just view them as leaves floating on a stream of water and give them no further attention, for we are now in the sacred place of our higher being, the place of our heart, the place where our soul, our body, and the very presence of God unites for the creation, the nourishment, and the blessing of our life. And I would ask you to remove your shoes and socks and be in a seated position where your head is pointing toward the heavens, away from the earth. You see, we want energy flowing in both directions. Now, you could be standing, as the blessing givers will be, but you won't be relaxed enough to receive. That's why I suggest that you be seated comfortably. And there's no particular position that's better than another. If you have a favorite position, that's okay. Just don't dwell with it, as in putting a lot of attention on it. Just be comfortable. Be with God. Be in your heart. As I begin my invocation to Yeshua, you begin your prayer however you feel comfortable with prayer. Pray for whatever is in your heart, your life, your need. For 3 minutes, while we are conducting the energy that corresponds to the presence of God moving into the physical field, everything, even God, moving into the physical field has an energetic presence. And so the Holy Spirit and the presence of Yeshua also are there as an energetic presence. This resonates into your body, heart, soul, and being to bring you nourishment, answers, healing, greater joy, and greater confidence in being vulnerable, that you may be made whole and elevated to a higher level. So let us begin. Dear Yeshua, beloved of God, of the universe, of all that is, our brother, our friend, our healer, our teacher, thank you for your blessing and for the blessing of simply being with us in all times and all places. We thank you for attracting the spirit of holiness into us, that we may connect with the spirit and the energy of our Creator, and in that spirit and energy be restored to our original creation, that which we were put on this earth to be, that we may be healed, made whole, and be set forth into greater happiness, greater understanding, and greater benefit from this pathway called life. Amen. blessings have been given, know that you are very loved. Now rest for at least 7 minutes. Assimilate and take into your body, heart, soul, and being all that has been given to you. Be vulnerable, receive, and allow yourself to be lifted by the Holy Spirit into a greater reception of life. I hope to be with you again next week. And I send you my love as well. Bye-bye.